Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Today is Tuesday. What time is it? 1 o'clock? Yeah, 1 o'clock. And we're in Sherman Oaks, California, live. Just so you know, we definitely are live. We're here with Marilys Kroc. She's our guest for today. She's with Visit Anaheim. We're going to get into it with her in a minute. We got a lot of questions for her, so... And we're just talking about how long we've been in this industry and, you know, how we can't see and things like that. And we need glasses and things like that. But anyway, so we've been laughing already. So hopefully that carries over to the show. Hope you had a great week. Industry news. Let's jump into that. Industry news. You guys know JetBlue is now flying to Europe from Boston and New York. I just heard that a couple of days ago. I just remember, you know, JetBlue, the big thing for them a couple of years ago was flying from Long Beach to D.C. and to New York. Now they're expanding. So I guess that's a good thing. I mean, providing the prices are low. I don't know. What do you think?
Most likely.
See, I'm trying to bring her
in. Trying to
right?
pull me in.
Trying to pull you in. Marriott and Expedia. Now, Marilys and I were just talking about this a little while ago. Marriott and Expedia. You guys know I've been talking about this whole OTA thing since I started the show. And how OTAs are not necessarily a good thing for hotels, but it's a necessary evil, right? You have to, these days, you have to be involved in them. If you're not, then, you know, the days that you or months or whatever that you don't have rooms, you know, it's like a spigot. You can turn it on and turn it off when you need it. Well, Marriott and Expedia reached a new deal. I think it's more about commissions than anything. I think they went from, I think they're paying out maybe 15 to 20%. Now I think the new deal, and I don't know this for a fact because I haven't talked to any of my hotel partners yet, but I'll find out. But I think it's more now 10 to 12%. And that's going off of what I've read. So this is not, you know, Russell just pulling stuff from his whatever. But yeah, but I think it's about 10 to 12%. And we're talking about Marriott's reach. So what I mean by reach is how many people actually come to their platform and make reservations, if that's Marriott.com or their new Bonvoy, whatever.com or whatever. But they get 35 million people that will come to their website to make reservations.
Directly,
correct. Right. Versus Expedia, who has 750 million people that will come. So
million
yeah,
people.
Million, yes, 750 million. So, like I said, it's a... You need Expedia because they're
the big kid
on the block or whatever. They have all the rooms or all the people that come, you know, to their site. So, you know, all that $1 billion that Expedia spends on advertising a year. I mean, you see it is working out for them. So it behooves Marriott, Hilton and everyone else to kind of cut some deals with them because they want that exposure as well. So there you go. So like I said, I've been talking about this for since this show started, and I'm sure other people talk about it too. It's just, you know, but I get to talk about it now. But anyway, so that's what's going on with that. So that what that means is more direct bookings. I don't know if it's, well, I guess it does equal more direct bookings, and more parity, meaning you go to Expedia.com and you go to Marriott.com. It should be the same, regardless of whatever hotel it is, it should be the same rate. That's what parity means. Airline seat cameras. Airline seats. Okay, you're flying. Mm-hmm. You know, you fly a lot, Marilyn. Okay. Yes. You partake in the entertainment that they have. You know, the TV that's right there where you can watch TV or whatever, you listen to music, whatever, right? Well, do you know there's a camera in there?
No.
Okay. Wow. There's a camera. So you're watching the TV and the camera's watching you. So I don't know where that camera goes to, but I was reading something in another industry, rag or whatever, that those cameras, they're basically, they're here to stay. They're not going to get rid of them, but there are cameras behind those TVs that are watching everything that you do. Now, I thank God I don't do anything while I'm on the airplane, other than, you know, maybe
sleep.
You sleep or, you know, sleep with my mouth open or something like that, or snore or whatever, or maybe even, you know, do other things too, expel flatus and things like that. But I don't think they get fixed up the sound.
I don't think so. You never know. They're creating a compilation of you, Russell.
So just so you know, that there are cameras behind those TVs that are, you know, the seat back or whatever's facing you while you're there. So anyway, my contact information, Russell of Hotels, Russell at RussellofHotels.com is my email. My Twitter is at Russell of Hotels, IG, Russell of Hotels, LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond, which is my government name, and Facebook. I have two Facebook accounts, and you guys know that already, but it's Russell L. Edmond and then Russell of Hotels. That's the second one. And then, of course, my website is RussellofHotels.com. After the show, you know, this is a live show, but after the show, it becomes a podcast. Did you know that, Marilyn?
I do.
Okay, there you go. So anywhere you listen to podcasts, your favorite podcast, go to that platform and you can look at On Air with Russell of Hotels and it will come up. Well, thank you. Well, hopefully it does, but you know, it does. I checked it out.
I can vouch.
Thank you. Well, thank you. We know what Russell of Hotels Group is, but I'm going to say it anyway. Hotel site selection, digital marketing, hotel and destination video producer, and then I have a radio show, which is today, and I interview hospitality professionals, which Marilyn is definitely one of those, okay? Who's on blast? Now, I've been putting these people on blast for a while, and it's funny. I come across these people, and they haven't said anything about it, like they haven't heard the show, but and especially Brian Churchill. I've told that guy.
I just got a text from him.
Okay, that guy's something else. You hear that, Brian? You're something else. So I've seen like twice in the last week, and he hasn't said anything about, you know, oh, you put me on blast, or okay, I'll be on your show, whatever. Okay, but you're still on blast, Brian. So until you call me or email me and we talk about this, you're still going to be on blast. So Larry Broughton, CEO of Broughton Hotels, Brian Churchill, VP of Hotel Sales with LA Tourism, Nelly, a.k.a. Foodie Call, and I don't know what her last name is. I say this every week. I don't know what the girl's last name is, but I know she's a foodie here in L.A. She does some amazing stuff. She goes to some amazing places. So I want you on the show, Nelly. Luis Torres, who is with Universal Studios. Kenya Bannister Stamps, Associate VP of Sales and Service, Long Beach CVB, or Visit Long Beach. I saw her last week, too. She didn't say anything either, but that's okay. That's all right. And then thank you to Selena Torres. Speaking of Visit Long Beach, thank you to Selena Torres for inviting me on the Harbor Boat Cruise last week. I think that was Thursday. Yeah, that was last Thursday. That was the kickoff for their Long Beach Grand Prix.
Right.
So I do appreciate that. And then Myrna Levert Vasquez with the Intercontinental Hotel downtown. She gave me a behind-the-scenes tour of her hotel, her 900-room hotel, which is the Intercon downtown, whose lobby or front desk is on the 73rd floor, just in case you did not know that. Did you know you knew that, right?
I did.
Of course you know that.
Absolutely.
You know everything.
I was with L.A. at the time when they were building.
Of course. That's right. We're going to get into all that. And then I was at a 5K walk last Saturday at Kennethon Park, and that was for Special Needs Network, which specializes in assisting families and individuals with autism. So basically, I don't want to say youth with autism, but they assist their families in South LA, which is a great thing. So Ariva Martin, Thank you so much for the invitation, and thank you for everything that you do. Today, intro of today's guest, Marilis Crock, CMP, CMM, and CTA. You got a lot of explaining to do here, lady. I don't know what the heck all these things mean. But she's a senior director, meeting sales at Visit Anaheim, past president of MPI, or Meeting Professionals International, which is huge, okay? And she's going to talk about that, too. That was from 2015 to 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome to the On Air with Russell of Hotel Show.
Awesome. Glad to be here. Thank you for the invitation, Russell.
You know what? You're the first one that just, when I mentioned to you, you just jumped on it. Everyone
I'm
else.
Do this.
She owned it. From day one, she owned it. I called her. She called me back, and we talked a little bit. She goes, oh, that'd be great. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's do it. Everyone else is like.
That's a pretty good impression.
Yeah. Everybody else
let
like.
Let me do my Russell impression.
Everybody else like, do I have to talk? What do you mean? We going to ask me questions? I'm like, it's a radio show. Marilis owned it, so I do appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Really, seriously, I do appreciate that. Let's get into it, okay? I need to ask some questions here because I didn't even know you were from Cerritos until 10 minutes ago when I asked you.
Grew up in Cerritos for a big portion of my life. I actually grew up in Inglewood. We didn't even go there.
What?
Grew up in Inglewood.
In the wood?
In the wood. What? Inglewood, Cerritos, Torrance. Torrance is the best for raising kids.
Okay.
Family.
Cool.
Couple of kids, married for 25 plus years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I've got a
25 plus. Wow.
25 plus. I've got a son that is currently serving.
Thank him for his service.
Our country right now.
He's in the Navy, correct?
Yes, he is. Ooh, yep. He definitely is, and he's deployed right now.
Okay.
But his day job, as well as my husband's, is in law enforcement.
Okay.
And my daughter, even though she has watched me go through the ups and downs of hotel sales, has actually followed my footsteps and is currently a sales and marketing coordinator at the Long Beach Renaissance.
Really?
So shout out to my baby girl.
Wow, congratulations to her. Wow.
Yes. She's
well,
doing
I'm sure
it.
She saw all the good stuff you,
she did,
you were
absolutely.
Going through as well. So, yeah, I mean, I would think the same thing. Like, why do my kids want to get into this?
Right.
Anybody. You're why does anybody want to get into
you're
it?
You're only as good as your last quarter, right, salespeople?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Did that bring you way back?
And that's why I'm here. Thank you very much. Obviously, I wasn't that good the last quarter. So, that was a good one. That was a good one. So, how'd you start your career?
Okay, so non-traditionally, I can tell you a little bit about when I was a little kid, 11, 12, 13, my family is still very involved in Lions Clubs International.
Okay.
And as a child, my grandpa and my mom and my aunts and uncles would take me along as the eldest grandchild to international conventions and national conventions and any kind of convention. And back in the day, you can actually leave your kid, give them the room key, and, you know, have them explore. Wouldn't recommend that now, but my grandpa would every day leave for his convention or to his sessions, and he'd say, okay, today I want you to find the restaurant. And when I get back, I want you to show me where the restaurant is. Next day, today I want you to find the pool, and then when I get back, show me where the pool is.
Wow.
So at like 11 or 12 years old, I was giving site tours. Not even realizing it.
Yeah. Years later, right? You'd be doing that for a profession.
Absolutely.
Like a living. Yeah.
And then it stuck. And I think that that's honestly where I got my start. I was listening to your radio show while I was driving out here. And it sounds like we have similar paths in the sense that my career also started with Marriott, also okay. in operations. In El Segundo?
No.
Yes, at that little courtyard.
No, you didn't start there. on Mariposa?
Yes, absolutely.
That's where I started.
Get out.
I started. Seriously.
Seriously.
When did you start? No, I don't even want to know.
Do we want to go
If
there?
I start asking, well, obviously I'm a little older. Obviously I'm a little older than Marilis. So.
Just a little bit.
You started when?
98, I want to say.
Okay. Oh, I was long gone.
Long gone from there? Okay.
I started that hotel in 89.
That's crazy.
I started at Hotel 89. That's crazy. That is crazy. So I started in housekeeping. Where'd you start?
I started front desk. And when you're a front desk clerk at that courtyard, you also are the airport shuttle driver. Oh, you did that. You got to get your start somewhere, people.
Wow. Now, was Doug Smith there when you were there?
No. Steve Vandesteg.
Oh, and what's his wife's name?
Janice.
Janice.
Yep. Yeah. I worked for both of them.
Oh, my God. Now, they started when I started.
Okay. So I started a little after that.
Okay, Marilyn. Thanks. Thanks. Yeah, right. I do know them. Definitely. Yes. Definitely.
So I started off at the desk. What I did is my general manager, actually, I wasn't very good at front desk shift work, if you will, but I was really good at talking to clients in the restaurant and finding more, you know, finding out about, you know, what brought them to the hotel and, you know, hey, I have a meeting that I need to, you know, have. Do you have a meeting room? So I would come to my general manager like every other day and be like, hey, so-and-so from Mattel needs a meeting room. So-and-so from the Kings needs a meeting room. He's like, you know what? You're not really a good front desk person, but you're pretty good at sales. So he created a sales position for me. This was in the 2000s where Marriott had, you know, their sales transformation iteration something. But he created a position for me, okay, for which I am uber thankful for because it helped me with my career. So from being a sales coordinator, I was in market sales. It was called market sales back then. I worked for Karen England.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. That's a...
You know Nikki Weaver?
I do know Nikki Weaver.
Because I remember she used to support her.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. Absolutely. So I was in market sales representing six hotels, and then 9/11 happened, and the aggressive sell wasn't exactly what was going on at that time. So then I ended up at the LA sales office, which is... back then called the EBC. Yes, absolutely. Selling, I want to say it was like 24 hotels from Pasadena through Long Beach.
Okay.
And it was reactive. It was, you know, inside sales. And then from there, I went over to the Manhattan Beach Marriott, which is no longer the Manhattan Beach Marriott.
The Westriff.
It's the Westriff Hotel. Wow. Yes, exactly. And then from there, let's see, Torrance Marriott with Maribel.
Gosh.
Yes.
Okay.
And Pam Ryan, who's now my daughter's general manager. Right?
Wow,
it's so incestuous.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
And then from Torrance Marriott, I went into Torrance Market Sales and represented all of the Torrance hotels. And then it was that other iteration of sales, whatever. It was like a sales transformation. Mm. And I worked for Brian Churchill.
Okay.
So we're going to...
The guy that's on blast. Yeah.
Worked for Brian a couple times, actually. So
where'd you first work with him?
I worked with him at Manhattan Beach Marriott.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
He was my director of sales and marketing there before he went over to LAX Marriott. And then we worked together after that sales
transformation.
Yes. Yes. I'm like, what did they call it? It was called something.
At Sales 2000?
Sales 2000.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I was in area sales.
Okay.
And then Brian left, went to LA. I would be like, hey, don't forget about me. And sure enough, he's like, hey, you know what? I've got a position, but you've got to earn it. It's not yours. So if you are interested, put your name in the hat. And that's what I did. And I was with LA as a regional sales director. And my area was the LAX Beach Cities.
Okay.
Territory, so everything from Marina Del Rey to Palos Verdes.
Mm-hmm. Now that was LA Tourism.
LA Tourism.
Okay.
Yes, it was called.
It was
LA,
called
Inc.
LA Inc. Then LA
yes.
Inc. That's right.
And then it flipped over to LA or Los Angeles Tourism and Convention Board.
Mm-hmm.
Was there, and then while I was there, was promoted as a national sales manager. Nope, it was national director.
Okay.
And I handled this Southern California and Southwest territory.
Okay.
And then I was with, like I said, I was with LA for 5 years, loved it, born and raised. And there was just an opportunity with Visit Anaheim that was a leadership opportunity that, you know, and I'm sure you know this, DMO positions do not open up very often. So
it's true.
So when they do, you embrace them.
That's a coveted position. I mean, coveted opportunity, right?
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity. And, you know, Junior and I knew each other from MPI. And that was another opportunity where he's like, well, you got to put your name in the hat. You got to see how this works. And I've been with Visit Anaheim now for almost 2.5 years.
Seemed like longer. I don't know why.
Like I said, it's probably the gray hair.
Wow. Yeah. So let me ask you this.
Sure.
First of all, what is a CMP?
Sure. So a CMP is your certified meeting professional. It's a certification.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you know, the reason why I decided as a salesperson to pursue my CMP, and actually it was Marriott that that funded my initial CMP application for me. So thank you, Marriott, was because in our industry, I wanted to set myself apart from my peers and be able to speak their language and be able to say, hey, you don't have to dumb this down for me. I know exactly what it is that you need.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know, everything from, you know, setups and AV needs and site selection and menu selection, like soup to nuts, everything about what a meeting professional does. And I think that having had that designation behind my name made clients that I worked with a little, just a little bit more comfortable and know that I knew what I was talking about and I knew what I was doing. So that was my first foray into a designation.
Okay.
And that was tough. That's one of those things, if you're thinking about obtaining your CMP, there's no such thing as a good time in your life. I'm going to wait for a good time.
Do it.
You just have to buckle down.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it for 10, 15 years.
It's true. But there, you know, there wasn't a good time. And honestly, when I went through it, you know, as you know, I have children, and at that time they were younger and had, you know, needs and married and all that stuff. And it was insane in my household. They're like, ooh, mommy's studying. Do not play right now. But, you know, there was never a good time, but it was definitely one of those things that I'm glad that I just buckled down and did. And I did after that experience have a newfound appreciation for working women that are going back to school and getting their degrees and, you know, doing that, because it's a lot of commitment.
That is good. That is good. Because I, you know what, I've heard nothing but, and you and I never
worked together.
Worked together on that side.
Nope.
I mean, we, as this side, we have worked together. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a meeting planner or a hotel site selection. So
right.
I'll send leads to you and then you disseminate them. However you people in the tourism world
you
do
people.
Or you people in the CVB world do. But your name has always been synonymous with just greatness. I mean,
aww.
Seriously. I mean,
thank you.
There's consistency with you. With whatever, regardless of what it is, when your name comes up, you know Marilyn? I said, yeah, I know. Oh, she's great. Oh, she did this. She did this. And I'm like, this woman is something else. I mean, this is before I even met you. I was hearing all this stuff. So,
very cool.
And I'm leading this up to, okay, we're both people of color.
Sure.
Okay. I know the CMP helped that, but your journey to where you are now, were there pitfalls there? Were the people didn't think you can do it? Or
I would say all of the above. And I think that, you know, the most important lesson was just to, you know, keep doing what I did, have some great mentors, you know, in your career that you could, you know, talk to. Involvement with MPI was very big, you know, diversity. And I'm, you know, you kind of teed it up. Diversity and inclusion is the it thing right now. And I'm just glad, you know, unfortunately it's taken a little bit of time to get here, but we're here. And, you know, I think the biggest thing that's important for anybody is to just be an example. And, you know, that's like part of my giving back. Last year, we didn't talk about this, but last year I was recognized by Smart Meetings Magazine as a leader in the industry. And truly fortunate. I mean, with Visit Anaheim, the company itself has a lot of women in leadership. Just to be recognized was just awesome for me. And then also with earning my CMM, that was just like the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a certification in meeting management.
Okay.
And I earned that through a scholarship through MPI. So thank you, MPI International. But I think that you just have to persevere and keep going and just be you. And then, you know, my way of giving back is that I'll speak at a lot of the local universities about meeting planning, whether it's from the hotel side or the DMO side. DMO is Destination Management Organization, which is the new term for CVBs. But I'm pretty sure everybody that listens to this knows that. But I have to do a lot of it.
My mom listens. My mom listens to it, so she's always like, "Oh, that's very informative, very educational." So, please.
No, that's great. But you know what? I think the biggest thing is also, you know, having a good support system. My husband totally had no idea what it was that I did, and you know, having again, it goes back to your why, right? What's your reasons? What do you do this all for? Mm-hmm. You know, and my kids are. Why I do
They're
this.
The why.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Very good. Very good. Well, thank you for taking the time to saying that. I do appreciate that. Anaheim.
Yes.
What's going on in Anaheim?
Oh my gosh.
So you've been there 2.5 years.
Yes.
We all know Anaheim is being we know Disneyland is being the happiest place on earth.
Oh yeah.
Right. Now, is that the same for Anaheim? Is it the happiest place on earth?
Well, absolutely, because it just kind of, you know, Disneyland is a big part of it, as you can imagine. So Anaheim is very, you know, leisure driven, but also convention driven. I mean, we are the largest convention center on the West Coast. We have over 1 million square feet. We just added on an additional 200,000 square feet. I think it was like last year or the year before that. But it was during my time, you know, while I was there. So within the last couple of years. But it's been amazing. I mean, we've got some very large conventions that affect all of Orange County. I think that's probably the biggest thing that I have to explain to people is that, yes, we're called Visit Anaheim, but we represent all of Orange County. We have hotels in Costa Mesa, Irvine, Newport Beach, Huntington Beach, Laguna Beach. So it's just constantly reminding people that, you know, you can have the convention in Anaheim, but you can actually do other things in Huntington Beach or Newport Beach, from opening receptions to closing receptions. But what's been hot, or what everybody's asking me about, is Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opening May 31st.
Okay.
So that should be exciting. All you Star Wars fans, it's probably going to take a while to get into the park or just plan on spending the day. But that's probably the big thing. And then from a group or hotel perspective, we've got a couple of hotels that have broken ground that are definitely going to help with our portfolio or raise our portfolio. As we have the Westin Anaheim Resort, and that is the first Westin being built from the ground up in approximately 15 years.
Wow.
So that's exciting. That exciting is. News. And you know who's there, right?
Who?
Cynthia Ordike is the Director of Sales and Marketing.
What? From?
Universal.
No.
Yes.
She left?
She did.
The Hilton.
Yes. You got to get her on here. We're going to shout her out, too.
Yay. Okay. Mm-hmm. You get her on here. Let's give me a call. Cynthia.
Cynthia Ordike.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, yes. God.
So that's going to be opening in 2020, and okay. It is across the street from the Disneyland Parks. It's where, now I can't even remember what that hotel was called. It took a lot of square footage. It was right behind the convention center.
Right behind the convention center.
And it was by the arena. It'll come to me. But
they tore that down.
They tore it down, and this is the new footprint for the Westin Anaheim Resort.
And it's like 800 rooms?
I want to say more than that. I was actually looking it up on my phone earlier, and I couldn't find it because...
Do they need more rooms in Anaheim?
We do.
Do you ever have enough rooms in the city?
Well, here's the situation. If you build it, they will come.
There you go.
And, you know, we've got a couple of large conventions that we have. And so, you know, the more hotels that we have, we're elevating the hotels that we have. The other hotel that is going to definitely, that's opening in late 2019, early 2020, is the JW Marriott. Also Marriott.
That
is going to go over by the Garden Walk. If you're familiar with Anaheim.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, okay,
yes,
okay.
Absolutely. Wow. So that's going to be another nice high-end hotel coming into the portfolio.
Very good.
So we're going to have even more choices for our conventioneers.
Now, CVBs or DMOs, they're ranked, right? Like, as, you know, are you a first-tier city, second-tier city, third-tier city? Where is Anaheim a first-tier city, correct?
I want to say that we're actually, you know what? I want to say that we're like a second-tier city.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's my guess. I'm probably going to go back to work and have people go, what did you just say? Thanks for putting me on blast,
Russell. Man, okay, let me get to the next question. I don't want to talk any more about that. That was funny.
Okay, so, and I'm, you know, I teeter back and forth on questions, so you know, there's no correlation to any questions that I'm asking for the most part. But let's get to MPI. Get back to MPI.
Sure.
So you got your distinction, MPI. You were president. You're a past president of MPI.
Yes.
You think that helped your in your career?
Absolutely. Honestly, I think being involved with MPI, again, I think that I mentioned to you is the continuing education, which is important. The networking with your peers or with planners, establishing credibility. I definitely think that it's helped with my career. I know for sure. I mean, like I said, with even with working with Visit Anaheim, I knew Junior through MPI.
Okay.
And then with LA, when I was in a regional position or a regional capacity, I mean, I was making my numbers and blowing them out of the water. And the one thing that I could say that I was doing different is that I was active in MPI.
Really?
Absolutely. And Brian will vouch for that, because he used to be like, oh, that boondoggle. Like, what does boondoggle mean? But he knew. Oh, I was working Brian. It. And I am you know, honestly proud of that. And again, with, you know, forward to now. So I'm still on the Council of Past Presidents, still very involved. But now I am also involved on the international side. I'm on part of the board development committee for this coming year, 2019. Okay. And it's exciting because, you know, we just want to make sure that we are building a diverse board. And when I say diverse, it doesn't necessarily mean like diversity and inclusion, but it also means experience and, you know, what industry, you know, want to balance it with not too many hotels and not too many DMOs and not too many planners and not too many, you know, that's what I mean. So it's exciting to be a part of that.
Good.
And I'm just truly fortunate and thankful for, you know, the opportunity to continue to serve.
Good. Good. I always get, Amani, a common friend of ours, Amani Roberts, who has a podcast called The Amani Experience. He's always on me about, you got to join something. Might as well join MPI. You know, speaking from the vice president of membership, right? Is that his position?
Right. Yeah. I want to say he's going to be doing monthly programs or education next year.
Okay.
And actually, do you want to know how Amani got involved in MPI?
How? You?
Yep.
Is that right?
Well, his arm.
Well, he acted like it was his idea all along. Okay, so you have some explaining to do, Monty. And I'm going to have him on the show. And well, he said, one, you know, he's a professor now. So when he has spring break.
Professor Amani.
Yes, he's doing everything. But yeah, so he's the one that keeps telling me, saying, you need to, you know, join something. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe MPI, because you keep twisting my arm. But, you know, that $500
he's gonna get you
too. But so Anaheim, now I'm just get back on Anaheim again. So they're made up into districts, right? I mean, there's an Anaheim district. So are hotels membership based? Or
we are. Absolutely. So we're a member-based organization.
Okay.
So those are the hotels that, of course, we promote primarily. Mm-hmm. And there are little districts within Anaheim. There's, you know, the Downtown Disney District, of course, as you know. Then there's the Garden Grove District. Mm. And we're actually going through some changes in nomenclature, if you will, with regards to the neighborhoods or the districts. But so more to follow with regards to that. But I want to say that another thing that's happening or putting Anaheim on the map as it is that's outside of the mouse is that we have eight, you know, that mouse,
yes.
Is breweries. We have 18 breweries open and 7 more on the way.
Really?
Yes. We are called What is it called? We're called Brew City.
Brew City.
Brew City.
Did anybody know that Anaheim was Brew City? I did not know that.
The more you learn, and the more you know.
And exactly. And I love brew. So maybe I need to come hang out in Anaheim and have a couple. Throwback a couple.
Absolutely.
When somebody from the DMO invites me.
Come on down. Absolutely.
Oh, that's funny. We're on with Marilis Crock. She is senior meeting sales.
Senior director meeting sales.
Excuse me. Don't forget the director. Senior director meeting sales for Viz Anaheim. So that's correct. Just going through her progression of experiences and everything she does. Now, I would take it. In your position, let me ask this first before I get to the travel part. Now, do people direct? I mean, you're a director, so do people report to you? Do you have people that are under you?
Right. So basically what I do is what Brian does. So we're kind of counterparts in the sense of we oversee the self-contained business for Anaheim and Orange County.
Self-contained meaning?
Meaning not attached to the convention center.
Okay.
So anything that can be housed in hotels
and
not the convention center. So I have a team of four people
that
report to me. I've got a person on the East Coast, a person in the Midwest, and then I've got two people that are in the office. One handles the Pacific Northwest and Northern California, mm-hmm. and the other gal handles Southwest and Southern California.
Wow. So you guys didn't know that it was all territory driven and things like that. So
there's
people deployed all over the United States. Probably you probably have people overseas too. I mean, you may not be responsible for them, but do you have people overseas?
We do from an international MICE perspective or an international tour, like a tourism perspective.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I handle the international MICE for Viz Anaheim.
You handle international MICE? You mean like Mickey?
Meetings? Oh, sorry. MICE is another industry.
It's an acronym.
Acronym for meetings, incentives, conventions, and exhibitions.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Right? So that's what MICE is. Okay. I had to throw that out there. I'm trying to be funny. So with that, so you must don't have to do any traveling since you have all these people deployed all over the United States. You're homebound or based in Anaheim. You don't have to go anywhere.
I'm definitely not going to say that. I definitely travel. As a matter of fact, I can pull out my calendar and let you know where I am every month for the rest of the year. But you know what? I love it. You can catch me at Smart Meetings West in May. I will be at MPIWEC in June.
That's in Toronto.
Yes, it is. C-Vent Connect is the new hot it show in July. Also,
C-Vent Connect is in Vegas?
It is.
I don't know if I've never been to that one. Is that new?
It is. It's probably like 2 or 3 years old, but it's definitely growing. It's where a lot of the planners that are utilizing C-Vent to source their leads.
I use C-Vent.
Well, hello. You should check that out. but they've got a really good trade show component. Okay. And then August, you can catch me at Connect Marketplace. In Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, bourbon capital of the world. You got to go for that, right?
That's why I'm going. Well, you know what I mean.
No, I know.
And then September, I'm back to Vegas for IMAX.
Okay, that's a huge show.
It is, absolutely. And then from a show perspective, I'll be at the site holiday event in December.
Okay. Yep. Okay. And our paths cross every now and then at some of these shows. What advice would you give meeting planners who want to work with CVBs, or do you want meeting planners to work with CVBs?
Absolutely. And, thanks for this plug. I mean, I think that, you know, the biggest thing is looping your DMO or your bureau on the front end, because what we could do is we can assist with whether there's, you know, with sites or, you know, if you're a planner and you've got your end user that wants to come in from out of town, we can provide transportation, like assistance with bringing the group to, you know, whatever city or DMO that you're working with. And a lot of that has to do with, like I said, either helping with putting together a site and mapping it out from picking them up from the airport to, you know, where they're going to stay to, you know, the sites, like whether they're going to go to 4 hotels and 2 restaurants and a place for the opening reception. We can provide that for you, for any planner, at no additional charge. So that's like one of the biggest things that people don't realize or, you know, forget about, or they'll try to loop you in on the back end and say, oh, you know, I want to promote Anaheim for, you know, as our location for 2020, but we didn't know about it because they didn't, you know, call us in on the front end. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, you know, some cities also offer incentives. So I think that, you know, knowing that the services that we provide or that all DMOs provide are complimentary, we can be every meeting planner's best friend. Plus, you know, we also know what's new, what's hot, what's coming, you know, can offer ideas for where you can have that opening reception or where you can have that closing reception, or, you know, even take a look at your RFP and help you with, you know, whether, you know, which hotel makes the most sense, what's important to you in the sense of, do you need to be close to a corporate office or do you need people to be able to fly in and get to your hotel? You know, what's important is, I want to say, is that what we can do is we can take the guesswork out of that.
That sounds like a one-stop shop.
Absolutely.
Now, how much does all this cost me? I'm a meeting planner. How much does this cost?
Nothing. We are free.
Free 99.
Free 99. And it's just the service that we do because we do. We want to bring you to Anaheim or to whatever destination it is that you're working with regards to DMO. And we can offer you, you know, some things that you don't realize is that there's also like business intelligence information. So if you are considering Anaheim and Denver and Dallas, we can actually give you data on like how many flights we have coming in from, you know, where your attendees are coming from and, you know, things like that. So those are the kinds of things that people don't realize that we can offer.
That is important.
And we can offer for free.
Wow. Okay. Very good. Very good. Now, walk me through, and we're winding down here.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
It goes by fast.
Exactly. Didn't I tell you that? What's an average day like for you?
All right. So average day, I wear many hats, as you can imagine. So what I try to do is I try to help out my salespeople. I think having been in the industry for years, you know.
I heard 20 plus. That's what I heard.
For that many years, you know, sometimes it's great to be able to bounce things off of, you know, each other. So I will get a lot of that. You know, I do have relationships with our hotel community. So sometimes it's like, hey, Marilis, what's going on with this particular lead, you know. So it changes from day to day. I own my relationships with regards to our hotel partners. So I try to meet with them on a regular basis. And when I meet with them, I'm finding out about, you know, what their, you know, if they're, what their group ceiling is, whether they have any incentives going on, you know, what, you know, the perfect size group looks like. What are they looking for? How can we be an extension of their sales team? And my sales team does the same thing. So I've taken Orange County and I've kind of broken it down to, you know, bite-sized chunks, if you will, like little larger areas so that each of my managers will own an area and then share with each other, you know, what's happening with regards to, hey, you know, this rooftop bar is opening, this hotel is renovating, this deployment has changed. So if you've got this territory, you're going to want to work with this person now. But it's about, you know, getting in and knowing as much as possible so that when we do get those calls from a planner or, you know, from a company, an executive assistant that plans meetings, that we can answer all of those questions as to, you know, or help them out or at least steer them in the right direction. Because sometimes we get that, you know, we get that opportunity to where they don't know what they want. And you kind of have to help them along, you know, and you just have to ask the right questions and figure out, you know, what it is that they're trying to accomplish. So it's a little bit of that. Like I said, I handle international mice. So sometimes I'll be responding to leads. Sometimes I help out. I used to handle anything that was attached to the convention center that was $9.99 peak or less. But I've since stopped doing that portion. But the focus has really been the leadership aspect and the international mice.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's a lot.
It is a lot, but, you know.
Damn, I don't want to do that.
But it's great. It keeps me on my toes. Joking. It changes from day to day. There's no day that's exactly the same.
I can only imagine. And selling a destination is a lot different than selling just one property. So, I mean, you're responsible for the economic development of a city.
Right.
For the most part, right?
Absolutely. And that's, you know, one of the goals that, you know, my sales team is measured on is economic impact.
Wow. That's amazing.
Right. So we could turn around and come back and say, hey, this group brought this many room nights, this much revenue, et cetera, and so forth. So it keeps us working.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to ask this one last question.
Okay.
I think it's going to be the last question. Now, when you go to trade shows.
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to, I don't know, WEC or whatever. Mm-hmm. What do you do at those trade shows?
Sure.
What's your role at a trade show?
So either I will have an appointment book or an appointment calendar, and I will meet with planners and answer any questions with regards to the destination. So sometimes they'll come in with RFP in hand. Mm-hmm.
What's RFP?
Request for proposal.
Okay. Right.
Well, I know. Gotta get that in for moms.
We're full of education on this
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's a request for proposal, whether it's a national sales meeting, a incentive group, whatnot, and we just talk through the details with what it is that they're looking for, what's important when selecting a destination or a hotel for this particular program. You know, do a little presentation on, you know, what's new, what's hot, what's happening. Or, you know, sometimes I don't take the appointments and I'm kind of more of like the booth filler and I'm, you know, people are checking in with me and then I'm introducing them to who their appointment is with.
Okay.
Or sometimes those, you know, they're appointment based. So sometimes those run over. So then I'm kind of like the person that's kind of talking to them until the, you know, salesperson is, you know, gets freed up from their last appointment. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of everything, lots of standing, lots of talking, but it's really just face to face and being able to represent the destination.
Wow. Okay. I always wondered what you guys did. I go to these shows and you guys are sitting there. No, I am so joking. We have appointments with them or they have appointments with us. And I'm sure you guys do your homework as you know, who has what business and things like that. And then there's a lot of entertaining at these things, too. You know, I'm sure especially for people that actually have business.
Right.
Because there can be people there that don't have a lot of business.
Sure.
I know how it works. OK, so I've seen it. I've heard it. You know, you can't tell me anything. I'm not surprised about anything that goes on to some of these things. But no, that's great. I do appreciate you being open and sharing those things with us. You got a couple more minutes. Is anything you want to add or ask me? Don't get quiet now.
I'm not going to get quiet. I think you should have the people that you have on the show also come back and interview you and ask you stuff.
Why is that?
Because you're pretty interesting, Russell. You've got quite the diverse background yourself there, mister. We could go into your vegan foodie adventures.
Oh, my gosh. Stop. You know, I'm trying to – see, I try to go a whole show without talking about, you know, being a vegan. But you brought it up, so – but yeah, so I mean, we all have a story, and that's exactly why I wanted to start the show and bring people like yourselves on here. I mean, you know, I start off with the people that I admire, that I really want on the show, and you're one of those people that I do respect and admire.
Thank you. And
I've kind of seen your, or not necessarily seen it, but heard of your career. But I didn't know you started at the courtyard, the same courtyard we started.
That's so weird.
That is crazy. I did not know that.
You know, it's funny is that I know a lot of people that I'll say that and they'll go, I was there too. And I was like, okay, what is up with that?
See, all good people came through the courtyard Marriott El Segundo. Right there on Mariposa. That is so funny. In fact, this
and drove
is funny.
The airport shuttle.
Exactly. Well, no, I never did that. Really? I started in housekeeping.
Oh, okay.
And I only did that one discipline there. And then I opened up Hacienda Heights courtyard.
Oh, yeah.
With, I don't know if you know.
Swainy?
You know Matt Diamond?
I do know Matt Diamond.
Matt Diamond now with works with Sam?
Yes.
He was my GM.
That's so crazy.
It is.
Well, I worked with Matt's sister, Patty Stuckmeyer.
Patty Diamond. Exactly.
Yes.
She ran the EBC.
Absolutely. Like I
crazy.
Said.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's less than 6 degrees of separation in the hospitality field, let me tell you.
This is crazy, but that's what Russell, I mean, the on-air Russell Hotels is about. It's about bringing people together that may have some of the same they've gone the same path, but definitely different experiences.
Absolutely.
And that's what, you know, that's what I'm trying to do, is just bring, you know, this industry out there. And not saying that there's not other people doing it, but I like to think that Russell is doing it a little different than everyone else, because Russell's a different kind of guy. So, but I do thank you very much for coming on the show and taking some time and driving from Torrance all the way here.
It's all good.
I mean, you know, I could have, you know, we could do this remote. We can do this on the phone too. So just,
well, part two, we
just
can.
So people know,
in case people do want to hear about.
Exactly. They don't have to come in the studio. Just think it's cooler to come in the studio because you get to put the headset on, talking a big mic, and it looks all cool and everything. but actually, you can call in. You could have easily called into Skype, and we could have done this sort of thing. So I do appreciate you coming.
Absolutely.
But any parting, anything?
Again, I think that this is a great example of the importance of face-to-face.
Wow. So you think meetings are here to stay? Let's just speaking
absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely. And I actually have some stats for you.
Go ahead.
According to Meetings Mean Business.
You got 2 minutes.
Business Leaders Survey on face-to-face meetings. Leaders said that meetings improve their ability to close deals by 93%, network 90%, develop professionally 88%, grow their bottom line 86%, 97% say that meetings deliver an ROI, return on investment, because I knew you were going to ask me that.
Thank you.
And then 99% say that in-person meetings help them succeed. So
really?
That's how I'm going to drop the mic. Boom, and close this
done.
Out.
Marilyn's out. Well, thank you for sharing those stats. That is important that we know that because we want meetings to continue, right? We don't want them to stop because everybody's going to this or trying to go to, you know, video conferencing and all this kind of stuff. But there's nothing that's going to take the place of face-to-face, breaking bread with people, having a drink with people, just, you know, just building that rapport. And because people, they book with who they're comfortable with, or, you know, people they're friends with, or who they like. Exactly, right? And I don't like a lot, you know, you're doing a video conference. Like, who's that guy in there?
I thought you were saying, I don't like.
No. I'm, you know, I ad-lib and add stories or whatever. So I'm looking at, now right now I'm looking at the camera, right? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this screen of these people that I've never met before face-to-face. I just meet them on the screen, right? Because we do this meeting every week. And I'm like, oh, that guy, you know, do I really like that guy? Never ate with him. Does he drink beer? You know, you got to think about stuff like that. So
absolutely.
I'm just saying, to your point, I know I'm going this way and that way. To your point, I don't think anything will take the place of a face-to-face meeting is
absolutely.
What I'm saying. So with that, we thank you so much for joining us. Thank Marilis for being our guest.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So remember, Star Wars is opening up when?
May 31st.
So get your high-priced Disneyland tickets and go. I had to throw that in there.
You just had to throw that in there.
But I do appreciate that. I appreciate everyone listening in. And Marilis, I have to say this, and this is the last thing I have to say. There was quite a buzz on Twitter when I posted all the postings that I do that Marilis was going to be on the show. As of this morning, I think I had about 50,000 people, 50,000 impressions on Twitter that, you know, people click on it or they look at it or whatever. Basically goes to 50,000 devices. So that was from Wednesday when I first posted. I posted, I think, something on Saturday, and I posted something today. So whatever it is, because I've never gotten that much response before.
Wow.
Okay? So
I'm
seriously,
impressed.
It's almost 50,000. In fact, this morning, when I showed you earlier, it was like 8,800 from the posting this morning. I just did that at 6 o'clock this morning. So, but anyway.
Well, I'm honored, so thank you. Whoops, I am breaking
you're
things.
You're more than welcome. But anyway, thanks, everyone.
Thank
we'll see you.
You
next week. We'll be on the road next week. I'll be in Oakland. So we'll be doing something from Oakland. So have a great day, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. Have a
thank
great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.